here with Ali Khalifa. And Ali, first off, tell Lancaster what kept you sidelined on the second half with the ankle. What happened in the game?
I think I was running back. I just rolled my ankle, turned it around, my right ankle. So it's pretty swollen. So me and the athletic trainer talked about it and just decided not to play because I was limping. So it was just hurting. That's why I didn't play today. So.
What do you think happened in this game that just kind of went sideways for you guys?
Feel like they came out of the gate strong. We didn't really respond well. We should have came out better as a starting group, pushed the game better. We just played catch up the whole game. And they just killed us on the glass. And they had more shots than us. The ball didn't really go our way. And that's why we lost.
So. Before the ankle injury for you, was there any feeling of fatigue for you coming back-to-back games while fasting?
Yeah, a little bit. Obviously, you get used to it a little bit, but still get a little tired with the sleep schedule and stuff. I was probably more tired than yesterday, and I tried not to really think about it, and then I rolled my ankle, and it all started coming together. But I couldn't even really take medicine either, just to make it feel better for the game or anything. But I was a little tired.
What becomes the schedule now from here to next Thursday? What's kind of the plan for you guys now going forward?
I'm not sure yet. We haven't actually talked about it. But,
What gives you confidence, though, that you guys can make a run in the NCAAs?
We're a really good team. We always bounce back. We beat really good teams, and we showed what we got. And I feel like this loss, we're gonna learn a lot about this loss, from this loss, and I think it's really good for us moving forward for the NCAA tournament.
And just to confirm, too, you will continue to be fasting throughout the NCAA tournament, correct?
Yeah. Ramadan ends on the 9th of April, so I'm going to be fasting every day, even if hopefully when we make it all the way to Final Four or whatever, I'll still be fasting. So.
And just wanted to follow up on that, like just the faith that you have in your faith, just what does it mean to you personally to do this?
It means a lot, obviously. Like I said before, it's not a question if I... My religion asked me to do something, and there's like a holiday like Ramadan to fast in it. I'm obviously doing 100%. I'm going to pray every day. I'm going to do everything I can to be a good person and religious, obviously. And that's myself. That's my personality. And it means a lot to me. I feel like I got a lot of support because of it as well. I didn't really expect that. But I'm really happy that I get to represent my religion and my country in a big tournament like the Big 12, and everybody would know about it. So.
So Noah, just kind of take us through how you feel like today's game played out.
I mean, it was a tough loss. I feel like overall they came out here and they punched us first, especially in the first half, and we could have responded a lot better. And we didn't, and we came up losing. I feel like we put in a lot more fight at the end of the game, and we kind of started coming back. But once you put yourself in a bad position like that, down 20, it's hard to come back from that. They're a really good team, so.
What gives you confidence this BYU team is going to, you know, bounce back in the NCAAs?
I'm very confident. We're going to take a lot of stuff from this game and just critique it. And we're going to be us at the NCAA tournament, and we're going to shock a lot of people. So.
Yeah, Trev, I'll make this quick for you. Just your kind of assessment of kind of what went wrong for you guys today.
I mean, we just got kind of punked at the end of the day. Like, they came out ready to go. They were ready for this game. We came out just slow. We let, you know, them making difficult shots affect us on both ends of the floor. And so we made a run in the second half, cut it within 7 or 9, and by the end of the day, it was just too little, too late. This is a good wake-up call for us, I feel like. We're going to come together, we're going to fix some things, and, you know, it's not going to happen again. We're not going to come out this low, and we're going to really come out and fight, and, you know, we're going to show everybody who we really are.
How much do you think the quick turnaround impacted today's performance going from yesterday to today? Do you feel like that had any bearing at all?
I mean, I don't want to make any excuses. We just came out slow. We weren't ready for them, and, we wanted this team. We wanted to, you know, perform well, but at the end of the day, they outperformed us. They were more physical. They were the better team. But hopefully we can be able to see them in the tournament somehow, some way. But we're excited to make some a lot of noise.
When you got it down to 7, what was kind of the feeling of the team at that moment?
I mean, just like we always are, we were going to come together. We were playing the basketball we know how to play. And I think that showed more in the second half. We won the second half, but like I said, we dug ourselves in a hole because we were so, you know, relaxed in that first half. We were so letting them hit us instead of us be the aggressor. So, like I said, it's a good wake-up call. It shows that we got to be the aggressor no matter what point it is in the game or in a tournament. So I'm excited for what's ahead for us.
What has you excited about the NCAA tournament and coming back and responding?
I mean, it's a lot, a first time for a lot of these guys to go to the NCAA tournament. It's going to be the first time for me in terms of not playing in COVID year. So I think that's going to be exciting for a lot of guys. But, you know, we're really fortunate enough to be able to play postseason. You know, a lot of teams are, you know, they lose in their conference tournament, they're going home, their season's done. But we're really fortunate to put ourselves in a position to have a great seed. And so we're excited to see what that is on Selection Sunday. But yeah, again, this is a wake-up call. We're going to fix some things, and like I said, it's not going to happen again.
So, Richie, what kind of went sideways for you guys today?
They just out toughed us. That's something that I take really personally, and, you know, they hit us first. They really just were more assertive than we were, and it took us too long to be able to get to being who we are on both ends.
You guys get it down to 7. You made a run. You guys competed the whole time. Do you feel like in that moment the game was turning in your guys' favor for once?
Yeah, no, definitely.
What gives you confidence this team's going to bounce back and make a run in the NCAA tournament?
We've just been humbled, you know, and now we go to work. We'll have lots and lots of film and work on the things that we need to, and it's, you know, this is what's going to help us to get right there next Thursday. So
thanks, Richie.
Yeah.